Q&A, questions and answers. Note, New Era and Reader's Answers are intended for help and perspective, not as pronouncements of church doctrine. End of note. Question, if we make a big deal about dress standards, isn't that judging people by their outward appearance? Response from New Era. It's true that we should never look down on people because of the way they look or dress. That's prideful. It's also condemned by the Lord. See James chapter 2, verses 1 through 9. But in everyday life, we often judge or form opinions about people by their outward appearance without necessarily looking down on them. What you put on your body talks, and everyone who sees you hears what you're saying. Some hairstyles shout, "Look at me." Tight or revealing clothing begs, "I want you to like me for my body, but who I am doesn't matter." Modest clothing testifies, "I respect myself, I respect those around me, and I respect the Lord and His prophets." The Lord has provided some guidelines in For the Strength of Youth to help us know what He considers appropriate, but no list could ever cover every situation. Therefore, we should dress based on a few important principles. 1. What I wear tells others who I am. 2. What I wear shows my respect or disrespect for where I am and who I'm with. 3. What I wear reflects how committed I am to following the Savior. If we ignore how He wants us to dress, we're saying aloud and clear, "The Lord and His prophets aren't important to me." Some foolish persons turn their backs on the wisdom of God and follow the allurement of fickle fashion, the attraction of false popularity, and the thrill of the moment, said President Thomas S. Monson, New Era, November 2002, page 6. But that's not how true happiness is found. Joy and happiness, President Monson taught, come from living the way the Lord wants you to live. Ensign, November 1990, page 95. When you dress modestly, you invite the Holy Ghost to be with you, and others will feel more comfortable around you. Who you are, a child of God, then becomes more important than how you dress. When you are well-groomed and modestly dressed, you invite the companionship of the Spirit and can exercise a good influence on those around you. For the Strength of Youth, page 15. Response from readers. It is important to remember that our Heavenly Father loves us and will not present us with a commandment that is not for our benefit. Wearing modest clothing will invite the Spirit and prepare us as youth to receive our temple endowments. Our bodies are temples and should be treated with respect. Delina Reese, age 17, Sudbury Ward, Sudbury, Ontario, Stake. Several years ago, my brother bought the latest fads, baggy pants and shirts, with pictures of bad characters. When my dad saw him, he said, "Son, you look like you love the world more than you love the Lord." My brother returned the clothes. That was a very good example to me. Michael Moulton, age 14, Genola First Ward, Goshen, Utah Stake. If the Lord were to show up one day unexpectedly, how would we want Him to see us? We must dress modestly as though the Lord were right here with us. If we are dressing to please the Lord, we shouldn't worry about what everyone else thinks. Miranda Fredrickson, age 14, Albertson Ward, Goldsboro, North Carolina, Stake. If everyone dressed modestly, we could get around the fancy, flashy clothing of the day and see who they really are. Dressing modestly allows people to be friends, regardless of dress. This allows us to see past the brand and into the heart. Daniel Arnold, age 18, Fair Oaks, 3rd Ward, Fair Oaks, California, Stake. The way a person dresses reflects who they are or maybe who they wish to be. If we dress modestly and tastefully, we may invoke the curiosity of those who are not members and have a chance for missionary work. By dressing as shepherds, we can feed the sheep. Brianne Cole, age 14, Moore Ward, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, South Stake. We were not commanded to judge others' dress standards, but to evaluate our own. The world tends to judge by outward appearance, and if we represent Christ, shouldn't we follow His dress standards? Kelly Edwards, age 16, Union 2nd Ward, Sandy, Utah, Cottonwood, Creek Steak. We are sons and daughters of Heavenly Father, who is perfect. We have been created in His image, making us something special and sacred. Therefore, we need to present ourselves in a godly manner. Why take the risk of looking like something we're not? Michael Mobley, age 18, Fort Morgan Ward, Greeley, Colorado Steak. What you do speaks louder than what you say. When people wear immodest clothing, it sends a message to others that they're using their bodies as a way to get attention. Heavenly Father gave us these bodies. We should respect our bodies like the temples of the Lord, and that includes dressing modestly. Janelle Poppenfuss, age 17, Seattle 14th Ward, Seattle, Washington, Steak. Sidebar. The way you dress sends messages about yourself to others and often influences the way you and others act. Dress in such a way as to bring out the best in yourself and those around you. President Thomas S. Monson, first counselor in the First Presidency. Ensign, November 1990, page 96. End of sidebar. What do you think? Send us your answer to the question below along with your name, age, and the names of your ward and stake. Please include a snapshot of yourself that is at least 1.5 by 2 inches, 4 by 5 centimeters. Please respond by the 1st of March, 2004, to Q&A, New Era, 50 East North Temple, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150, or online at cur-editorial-newera@ldschurch.org. Question. Every year I resolve to think about Christ all day, then struggle to do it. How can I always remember Him? End of Q&A, questions and answers.